The head of NATO today said Britain's defense secretary has assured him that Britain remains fully committed to the alliance with North America and Europe, despite the UK's vote to leave the European Union.
But the markets have been far from reassured about the Brexit, the exit from the EU. In the US, the Dow dropped around 500 points at the open, the biggest drop in 10 months. The S&P and NASDAQ have also taken hits. So what does Brexit mean for the U.S. economy? Michael Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He joins us now. And Michael, first remind us, Britain pulling out, we know investors don't like questions and instability. But what more is going on here? Did Britain somehow prop up the EU financially?
Well, I think, you know, if I were to use one British expression to describe what's going on, it would just be gobsmack. You know, the financial markets are just astounded, surprised, and shocked. This is not how they expected things to turn out. As far as Britain's role in the EU, it is considered one of the financial capitals of Europe. And obviously, this leads to the question of, will it lose that status? Will the big, you know, British banks, American banks, all banks have some sort of presence in Britain, and what that will do to them? All sorts of questions. You know, this is an unprecedented event, right, obviously. And so there are way more questions than I think anyone can comfortably answer.
Well, the Brits held on to their economy. They held on to the pound as opposed to going to the euro. And the pound is now falling. Investors dumping it, plowing money into the dollar. What does that mean for the U.S.?
You know, it's not the best sign for, say, U.S. manufacturing. Obviously, when the dollar strengthens against other currencies, it makes the products produced here more expensive overseas. And that's part of the reason why the equity markets here are so alarmed. It really raises a lot of questions about the forecasts that companies and analysts have made about sales and profits going forward, and how, you know, how weak the pound can really get, how strong the dollar can get against all of the other currencies. People really rush into the dollar in troubling times like this. And it's not necessarily the best thing for the domestic economy.
Yeah, we were just saying a while ago that it might be good if you're traveling in Europe and your dollar goes further, but not good for the economy. And what about the ongoing question about the Federal Reserve and whether or not they'd raise interest rates? This might be one more reason for them not to, along with last month's surprisingly low jobs data. So take a look at that. What do you see there?
Yeah, it's absolutely a dramatic shift in the expectation for interest rate increases. As of yesterday, the markets were pricing in about a 50% chance that there would be another increase by the end of the year at the December meeting. Now there's actually a 10% probability that they'll cut rates in July. So it's a certain, a tremendous amount of uncertainty, but clearly, you know, the verdict from the financial markets is that they don't expect a Fed rate hike this year, another one.
Well, and that might be good if you, you know, if you're going to take out a mortgage, you know, low interest rate. But what does that mean for business, you know, for the economy, if the Fed even cuts the rate?
Right. Well, again, it's this whole uncertainty factor. Obviously, you know, we can only cut them so far. You know, they're very close to zero now. You know, no one in this country, I don't think, would be too excited about the prospects of going into negative interest rates like they have done in Europe, which is a very controversial thing. You know, they've done it to try to, you know, really spur the lending markets, but there's questions about the, you know, the effects long term. So in general, yeah, people tend to applaud lower interest rates. But in this case, there's so much else going on that causes people to worry that it's not necessarily the best news.
Mike Regan, I have to say, you sound gobsmacked.
I am gobsmacked, yes.
Yeah, but what are your fears, just in a minute or so?
Well, to me, the biggest fears are the banking system. Again, London is one of the centers of the banking universe, and now there's just so many questions about the inner relationships between banks around the world and how that's all going to play out. Bank stocks, which the big U.S. banks did very well in their stress tests, which were released yesterday by the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. But now there's all sorts of questions about any counterparty risk they have with European banks and how that's all going to work out. It's a very alarming situation.
Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. You know, I want to say thank you, but that doesn't seem appropriate when you're telling us things are so alarming. But thank you.
Thank you.